What up, y'all? It is Johnson, Poderosas FC Radio, the latest episode of Crudo, but it is a sad one. We just lost 1-0 to Orlando Pride. I'm going to let the panelists introduce themselves.
Samaya, she, her.
What's up, y'all? Jojo, she, her. Isel, she, her.
Julio, he, him.
So let's just start from the beginning. Looking at the starting lineup, no Endo, no Riley. We go into halftime down 1-0, even though we had over 60% possession. Any thoughts on Tweed's starting 11? Let's go to Isel to start.
So even though we didn't have our stars, our favorites, I feel like we did start off pretty strong. We definitely held possession. We took advantage, tried to take advantage. I think we just weren't finishing them. I have no strong complaints about the starting lineup, but maybe others can help out.
I thought the starting lineup meshed really, really well. I'm a big Endo fan, so I might be biased on this. I feel like it should be Alyssa Thompson, Endo, and then the rest of the team filled out. But with that said, I do have to agree with Isel and say that the starting lineup did look really strong. I think that there were a lot of tweaks that you could have seen throughout the first half as it played out. But maybe that's an upcoming question that you have for me. So I'm gonna stop right there.
Yeah, I think it was a tough one personally. I liked seeing Anderson in goal since Didi was questionable. And then I like seeing Henri Star and a few others, but I really feel like Riley's leadership and just her engine, and then Endo's creativity, I think she's the most creative player we have, was really missed in that first half, in that attacking half. I'm going to throw it to you, Samaya. What were your thoughts on the starting 11?
Well, I just want to say first, in Channel Cristal, I'm upset. But two, I do like the starting 11 that we had, but not against this team. I like the formation, just I think it was a mismatch for this team. And you saw that kick in, and you saw that kind of proven when we started subbing in and we made adjustments. I thought we made some fantastic adjustments with those substitutions, and I saw a lot of great things. We played with heart today. We started playing like champions, like the team that I've always thought we could be. And it's coming together, maybe a little, hopefully not too late, but it's coming together.
Definitely touching on a theme for a little bit later on. On the only goal of the game, Orlando's one goal in the first half, it was a Martha shot that was deflected by Sarah Gordon. Anderson dives for the shot and she comes up a little bit slow, to be honest, when I saw on the replay. And then maybe it was a little bit out of position for the actual goal. Did any of you notice anything like off about Anderson? It is her very first goal she's ever given up for Angel City. Any thoughts on the performance from the keeper? I'm going to throw it to you, Jojo.
You know, that was very tough, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I don't know. I do want to give the flowers to the defense, though, because I think Sarah Gordon, you know, Paige Nielsen, they really held it down back there. They didn't back down. I mean, they were dealing with Martha, right? Like, all of us were pretty – shout out to Crystal. All of us were pretty hyped to – I'll admit it, I was hyped to see Martha.
I feel like we were all really excited to see the absolute GOAT of women's soccer, Martha.
Exactly. And so, yeah, I want to just give their flowers to the defense. And I'm not holding the goalie too much pressure, but, you know, I'm trying to keep it positive also in light. I'll leave it at that, yeah.
Even looking at the final stats, we had 65% possession, 21 shots to their 8 shots, 11 corners to their 0 corners. How is it that we dominated this game just from front to back and still walked away with 0 points? Isel, I'm coming to you.
Yeah, so I think aggressive, definitely to an extent. There were some moments, maybe it was just a few moments I noticed. There could have been a couple turns on the defenders. There was a little bit of space that the defenders were giving us. Also, a lot of rebounds off of the defenders. I feel like we could have been a little more prepared with those. The defenders, Orlando, they would clear the ball. It would come to us a lot of the time, so we should have been prepared. Definitely also, I'm not going to say we didn't play well. I think we did play well. We just weren't able to take advantage, get those shots in the back of the net.
It's one of those, it's almost even more frustrating that we were the better team for, 98 minutes, whatever it might be, except for the one moment when they scored the goal. Scoring the goal is the only thing that matters. It would have been less frustrating if we just got beat front to back and they were just, you know, dominant and all the rest. We were so good. What was the missing piece on that, Samaya?
Well, I think it highlights what we have struggled with all season long, which is the transition, those quick transitions. We're solid on the deep. I think our defense now is solid when we can anticipate, but we've been vulnerable on those quick transitions every time. We've been exploited on those. We've lost. We've dropped points on those. And today, that's what it was. We dominated, but once again, quick transition. We kind of fell asleep, got caught. And honestly, I'm going to give it up to Orlando. They had some really strong, they took advantage of their opportunities. And their outside wingers, especially Strom, shut down on that wing, and we need to do better on those transitions. That's what we need to work on. It's a weakness.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, it looked like Orlando was set up to absorb our pressure and then just hit us on the counter, and it only takes one, and they got their one. They had their opportunity, and they took it. We had multiple opportunities, and we just never quite made it happen. There was a really great Paige Nielsen chance at the end of the first half. Emma Vignola, who played out of her mind, I thought, had a really great opportunity on a header right in front of La Fortaleza. But everything we were, you know, shooting or whatever, it was just directly at the keeper. Speaking of the keeper, I feel like Morehouse, the Orlando keeper, wasted so much of my life. Every time they had the ball for a goal kick, and especially for a drop kick, they took so long. The ref never, ever even hinted at giving them a yellow card. Kept doing the come on gesture, and then just absolutely enabled the time wasting. And then at least three, four, five times perhaps, took the drop kick outside of their own 18 box. Samaya, I gotta come to you. You were standing next to me this whole game, and we were pissed. How'd you feel about that whole situation with the ref, with the keeper, the overall officiating?
You know, in the beginning, I was a little optimistic with the ref because he was letting a lot of things go. I like it when, as a player, I was allowed to play, and then he lost it. And he really failed, quite frankly, to control time management, and Orlando went with it. They did what they should do on that side to walk away with the 3 points. But woo-wee, Morehouse. Don't let me see you.
Hold you back.
You know it's real when La Fortaleza starts chanting, sub the ref.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was letting too many things slide, and all of us in the Fortaleza felt it. We felt it.
Yeah, it was not a top shelf officiating performance by any means. Yeah, Isel, what do you got?
I agree with Samaya. I think it is, there's such thing as playing smart on the field. Time management, having that time management is something that comes with experience. You know, you got to do what you got to do to get that win. I don't know. There comes a point where, like, you can't waste like 15 seconds. I don't know. It just hurts, to be honest.
Yeah, when it's once or twice, I get it. But the fact that they were wasting time over and over and over again, and the ref was just absolutely enabling the situation, that just has to be incredibly frustrating. I mean, we're all just so frustrated. The players must have been so frustrated. just a complete lapse on the head referee. Assistant referees, you're cool. Head referee, you suck. We now sit ninth place, 25 points. OL Reign is in sixth, that last playoff spot, at 28 points. OL is plus two on goal differential. We are minus four. We have two more matches, away to Houston, and then home on the 15th to the Thorns. Anyone have thoughts on our chances of making the playoffs? We're still alive, but I feel like if we drop any more points at all, then that's gonna eliminate us. JoJo?
Yeah, it's definitely a tough position to be in. It is very concerning, but also I'm trying to hold on to Sarah Gordon's words. Sarah was saying we still have time. So as you know, as Angel City FC supporters, we want to stand behind that and try to be optimistic, right? That's kind of where I'm standing. I'm trying to hold on to Sarah Gordon's words. We still have time.
Yeah, we've definitely been in our groove also. I'm not trying to jinx anything, of course, but first loss since that little change we got for our team, I feel like that's pretty good. So I'm pretty confident. I think we really can do it. So
yeah, that's our 11 match unbeaten streak broken and Tweed's first loss. Julio, how you seeing it?
I had missed that stat. Wow, that's pretty crazy. So shout out to the coaching staff. Shout out to the players for making that transition mid-season. So there's two ways I believe we could look at it, right? It's one of those where are we going to miss the playoffs by a little bit, or are we going to take these two games one at a time, think of them as a final, and just put your head down, go to work. Not just the players, not just the coaching staff, us the fans supporting this team. Away and at home, we close out at home. It's a tough game, but one at a time. I think the worst thing we can do is start looking over our shoulder or start looking ahead and seeing which team is coming up next. It's two finals. Don't look at any other scores. Worry about what you have to do. We wouldn't have been anywhere near the position we are playoff wise. We would have probably been out of the playoffs maybe about a month ago. Month and a half, 2 months ago, with the way we were playing. So shout out to Tweed, shout out to the transition the players have made. Two games, two finals, and then we take it from there. That's got to be the mentality, one at a time.
I'm certainly still a Tweedista myself. I feel like, you know, they've done an amazing job, and the fact that they went 11 unbeaten before this really tough loss, I like you said, I feel like it's hats off to the coaching staff and everything. And so it's just going to come down to if we like gut it out and can really pull it together for these last two games. Simone Charlie's walking over, looking amazing. Totally miss you, Charlie. It's going to come down to, like, you know, if we have those guts, if we have that heart, if we really want it towards the end. And so any final thoughts?
Charlie, we miss you. You just came up to La Fortaleza and we miss you.
I got a final thought. I want to just shout out to everybody that worked on the TIFO. It looked amazing. I know how much work went into that, how much labor and knees were sacrificed and lower backs were sacrificed. So just shout out to everybody that worked on the TIFO. It looked beautiful.
Yeah, just shout out to La Fortaleza. Shout out to our team. We want to give everybody their flowers and stay in good spirits because we're going to need a lot of that in these upcoming games.
That's a great note to end on. It's been a tough one, but if there was a league table for supporter sections, we would have already won that probably about week one. And so, another great atmosphere and another amazing presence from all of the ACFC supporters, but especially La Fortaleza, especially on a Monday night. Last word to Julio, and then we're out.
So quick, real quick, and I'm going to do it in Spanish just because we're celebrating Latino Heritage Month. A todas las personas que trabajaron muy fuerte con el TIFO, desde haciéndolo, preparándolo, haciendo todo para que, pues, que lo pudiéramos demostrar. Somos la mejor afición de toda la liga. Lo demostramos cada noche, ya sea en casa o fuera. mucho cariño, muchas flores para todos los que han puesto trabajo toda esta temporada. Los queremos mucho. Sigan viniendo a los partidos y quedan dos finales. Vamos.
Absolutely beautifully said, Julio. On behalf of Samaya, Jojo, Isel, and Julio, I am Johnson for Crudo Volemos.